go, Father, to Anonymous in Wellesley, Massachusetts, listening on WQOM. Anonymous, you are on with Father Timothy Gallagher.
Hello. Hi, Cy. Hi. Father Timothy.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me okay?
We hear you well. Thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My question is, what if you've never done God's will and you know you haven't because you've been angry? You've never gently discerned it, and now you're absolutely stuck in life with no opportunities. You're stuck in your poverty. How can you turn it around that way? If his will for your life was, if you messed that up, in the larger terms, like career and vocation, that sort of thing. How can you discern his will in the smaller ways?
Okay.
And by the way, I go to church every day. I pray every day. So what am I missing here? I have no opportunities for going to discernment meetings or, you know, those Ignatian discernment meetings because I don't have a car. So what is a person doing when they're stuck?
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing I'd want to say is that if you're going to Mass every day and praying in the way that you mentioned, I don't think you're very far from God at all. I think there is a great deal that the Lord, when he looks at your life, loves and is delighted to see. And the fact that this question is in your heart further confirms that desire is there, that there's something in you that wants to respond to God's will. Is again, as with our previous caller, it's a beautiful sign of the closeness of the Lord to you and the richness and beauty of his grace working in your heart. Now, I'm so glad you've asked this question, because the question you raised is really absolutely key for the whole of the spiritual life. And that is, when we, as we look at things humanly speaking, have the sense that we have really done badly, we've made a mess out of things, we're at a dead end, we can't go back, options have closed that will never return, and so on. How do we understand that? How does God look at that? Let's go to the Easter Vigil, when we have that marvelous Exultet that's sung at the beginning of the Easter Vigil after the candles are lit. And in that you have these astounding words, O happy fault, and then even more powerfully, O necessary sin of Adam, speaking of the sin of Adam and Eve. And let's hear that again. O necessary sin, we would never even dare say that if it was not in the church's prayer. And happy fault and necessary sin, because a greater good came about than otherwise would have never happened in the history of the world. That is the incarnation, life, death, and resurrection of the Lord, and the way that Jesus worked the redemption of the world. Now, if that's true in the big picture, it's true in every one of our lives. There is never, and I'll say that again, there is never a point in our life in which we can say, God looks at my life and it's too late. This is what mercy means. It's the deep meaning of mercy. John Paul II has some beautiful things on this, and of course the present Pope does as well, I'll just quote John Paul II on this, that the deep meaning of mercy is that it's not just compassion for situations of sorrow, but the deepest meaning, which it is, obviously, and then active helping of these situations. But mercy most deeply is realized when God steps into situations of various kinds of suffering and even evil and brings out of them a greater good than otherwise would have ever happened. Look at Augustine after those 20 years, in so many situations that we find in our spiritual tradition. So the doors are open. It is not too late. God's heart is wide open for you and calling your heart to him. And you can love and serve and do his will in the small things and big things of every day. That door is completely open. If I may, I'll suggest again the set of talks that I mentioned that are on the web, or even the books. They would give you ways to pursue this further. But I think you're in a beautiful spiritual situation, absolutely poised to do God's will in new ways. Now, I won't say to start doing God's will because you've been doing it. You wouldn't be going to daily mass otherwise, and I'm sure there'd be many other ways in which we can see this. But on that basis now, God's grace is calling you to take a deeper step, which is a beautiful thing. And I pray that God bless those new steps.
Okay. Thank you very much, Father. That was helpful.
You're so welcome.
Thank you, Anonymous. Really appreciate your call.